And good morning. Welcome to City Edition here on 1590 KVGB, 95.5 FM, the talk of the town, as we bring you City Edition, the show we get you up to date on what's going on in the city of Great Bend. Joining us on the show today is Property Maintenance Officer Jamie Winholtz, who's back for her second time on the program. Jamie, thanks for coming in today, and congratulations on your new position right now.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's get right to it, as, of course, sun's out, it's warmer, grass, everything else is going to start growing a little bit, but there's some changes in the department, and one of those is location, right?
Yes, we'll be moving down to the old police station.
Okay, so what is that? Where were you before?
We are down at 525 Morton.
Okay, all right. So, new location. Have you moved in yet?
No. Probably 1st of April.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, along with yourself, how many other people are with you?
I believe there's going to be a total of 8 people in the building.
Okay. Logan Burns was on, and he kind of took this over as far as making some adjustments, things like that. Can we kind of cover some of the changes, how you notify people, and kind of some of those changes that are now in place here in the city of Great Bend?
Well, yes. Instead of sending a letter for the very first time contacting the people, we're actually going up to the doors, trying to make personal contact with the homeowner or tenant. If no one is home, we leave a little door hanger that noted it has the violation on it, and they have 10 days to contact us or get it cleaned up from that point. So if we don't hear from them in the 10 days, then we send out a certified letter.
Okay, so this does speed up the process.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a little bit more personable, too, I guess. I mean, if you catch them at home, I guess.
Yes, the communication is good. It seems to work better a little bit, as far as if you get a hold of the person, you know, they're glad you came by. They're glad to talk to you. So far, I haven't had many issues with it. Just, it's nice that I think they feel that it's a nicer approach to be able to have a conversation with them. And 9 times out of 10, they like, oh, yes, we're working on it. We're getting it done. It should be done by such and such day. And they follow through. So,
and maybe there's some extenuating circumstances that maybe you wouldn't find out about through the, like, a letter process. I mean, you can have a conversation with people. What a concept, huh?
Yeah. It seems to be working pretty well so far, yes.
Okay, so as we talk about, is it so property maintenance, is that the kind of the department part of the, okay.
Yes.
So let's go ahead before we talk about things specifically, all the things that covers as far as code violations, things like this. Mm-hmm. What would some of those be?
Well, the trash, things in your yard that need to be either put in a garage or gotten rid of, tires with no rims in them, things that can hold water, bags of garbage need to be in the trash cart, the trash bin, put out to the curb. Certain trash companies do take things that are not in the trash, but a lot of them don't. And so my suggestion to the people, because spring's right here, people are cleaning out their garage. If you have big things to throw away, call your trash company and ask them what they will take. And please don't put it out until, like, at the earliest, a day before you know your trash company is coming. That helps things from blowing down the street, from animals getting into it. We're finding a lot of that, of people putting big things out by the curb, and you're not supposed to. You're supposed to either haul it off yourself or have your trash company. And a lot of the trash companies, like I said, do I've had great rapport with the trash services around here. I call them and ask them, are you coming to this address today? And, you know, they're always glad to hear from me. They've worked with me really well. So just a reminder to people to please be on top of that. If you must put something that does not fit in your trash can, don't do it, but maybe a day before, and please call your trash service.
Okay, so I'm a violator. I'm going to say this. So we had a big couch. Mm-hmm. We're going to use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Thought, okay. We put it out on the sidewalk. It was there probably about 45 minutes. And then it was like the couch fairy came along and took it away. I get, if you're going to do that and no one comes by to pick it up, you need to take that thing back in and get it off the street, right?
Yes. I mean, yes, it's great when that happens, but a lot of times that doesn't happen. And so I just recommend calling your trash service, ask if they will take it and when exactly they want it out there.
Okay. Yeah. There's been appliances I've seen out there too, and they just sit there for like 2 or 3 days, and then I'm sure there'd be, well, so I left it out there for someone. They didn't want it. No, that's not going to work, right? Okay.
Right.
So those are some things that you put out on your sidewalk. So let's go ahead and what about automobiles? Are you still handling that? I mean, automobiles in yards that are not functioning or in the street, because that kind of gets into.
We are. We've kind of backed off for a bit till our new yard gets opened.
Okay.
And when that happens, I'm sure we'll be writing up several. And they have to be tagged, current tagged. They have to appear to be operable. The tires have to be aired up. Looks, you know, like it could run. So, but yes, that's a big one. If it's on the street, that is the police officers take care
of
those.
Okay.
We take care of the ones in the driveways or in the yard.
Okay, tires, obviously a big concern for your department. It has been a long time. Mm-hmm. We seen any relief of that? We had these two cleanup days where they took in so many tires. Have you seen it get a little bit better anyway?
A little. We're still seeing them. I want to say it did help, because not quite as bad as last spring when I started.
Okay, and we're getting into spring weather, and of course, then mosquito season and things like that, and that's one of the primary reasons. Plus, it doesn't look very good if you got a stack of tires out there, but that does collect water, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and vermin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they like that to hide in those places. Jamie Winholtz is with us. She's property maintenance officer. Yes, it's warming up. Hopefully, we get some rain. That means grass and vegetation starts to grow. We'll talk about some of those issues coming up right after this. Back on City Edition, Jamie Winholtz is with us, property maintenance officer with the City of Great Bend. Okay, grass, overgrown vegetation. Got to keep up with it. So, and we mentioned some of the changes earlier, Jamie, but same height and things like that that you're dealing with for... as far as seeing what's a violation, what isn't?
Yes. If it's 9 inches or above, it's a violation. And we will do the same thing. We will knock on your door and leave you a door hanger. If you're not home, you have 10 days to get it mowed and taken care of. And if it's not done in the 10 days, then we do the certified letter, which will go to city council, stating that if it's not done, it will go to city council.
Okay, so this has worked pretty well, though.
It is. We'll see what this spring gives us, but so far, knocking on the doors has worked very well.
Okay, so we talk about overgrown vegetation. Is this just grass or?
No, weeds.
Weeds, okay.
Anything that's 9 inches or above.
Even those dandelions that like seem to grow overnight. Okay. What about, tell me about the easements, things like this. An easement that there's not a, between homes where there's not an alley that goes through.
That, we do watch those. If it is on your half, it's your responsibility. So if it's overgrown, we're going to notify both parties. Same way with alleyways, behind garages. If it's on your half, we're going to notify you.
Okay.
It's your responsibility to get that mowed.
And I would think some of those, in some of those areas, you can't see those from the road. So is this?
No. And that's where the public, we rely, help with the public, and don't hesitate to call in and inform us on if you see something overgrown or trash or garbage, anything. Don't hesitate. We'd love to hear from you because we can't catch everything. So we do do a lot of driving around and looking for that stuff. The easement ways, some of them are very hard to see, so we may not catch them all.
Okay, so how do they contact you? Is it online or can you they call?
They can do online. They can email. They can call the office, the 791-5010 number. That's our office. We're not there. Leave us a message. We will get back with you.
And we've mentioned this many, many times over the years that you don't want it to be confrontational or anything like that. It's just, right. You know, sometimes things go on and you just want to get their help clean it up.
Yes. Yes. If people need help, they need to call. If they know they're in violation or they've been written up, just call and have a talk with us. I spoke with a woman this morning who I'd seen there was a chair out in her front yard, and I pulled in there, and she let me know that her mother had just passed, and they are working on cleaning the house. She said it'll be gone tomorrow. You know, just, and it was good having that conversation with her. She was very pleased that I talked to her. It was nice.
What about furniture on porches? Is there any?
No, it needs to be outdoor lawn furniture.
Okay.
Couches and chairs that belong in the home. No, those are not to be out on the porch.
Okay. So what about shrubs and I guess bushes in, you know, they're close to right-of-ways or blocking sight lines, things like this?
If they're blocking sidewalks or growing out into the sidewalk, yes. If it's on your property, you're responsible for keeping it maintained off the sidewalk. So if it's growing over the easement way, I mean, it needs to be maintained by you to keep it on your property or within your property. It can't be blocking a city sidewalk or public sidewalk.
Okay, what about trees, tree limbs?
Same thing. If it is on your property and it's hanging over to the other people's property, it's your responsibility.
Okay. Down tree limbs, what?
If it's, same thing. If it's the tree is in your yard and a piece fell off in your neighbor's yard, you are responsible for getting it picked up and taken out of their yard.
Okay. And then, so if you're trying to get rid of some tree limbs, you can kind of just stack them there until you can get a truck or something to take them away then?
Yes. If that's what you have to do, yes. Have it either call someone to come cut it or cut it yourself. And you can, as long as it's stacked up nice and neat mm-hmm. to where it's not going to hold a lot of water. And you can get it to the, I lost my train of thought.
The compost site, yeah.
Yes, the okay. compost site. If you can get it down there in just a couple days, yes, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Talking to Jamie Winholtz here, property maintenance officer with the City of Great Bend. We'll have more City Edition coming up right after. Jamie Winholtz with us here for a few more minutes, property maintenance officer with the City of Great Bend. Let's see. We've talked about, garbage, tires, trash, shrubs, overgrown vegetation, grass, 9 inches. You're now contacting people in person. I think that's wonderful. That's a great idea. Speeds up the process and seems to be going very well. Jamie, what else would in your backyard or something like that, what kind of, you know, we talk about trash, but as we say, sometimes people's treasures are other people's trash and vice versa.
Sure.
What's that look like?
Well, that's kind of a hard one, but if if it's not holding water, if it isn't not something that animals can burrow in and stay in, that kind of stuff needs to be taken out. If you're not sure, call us and ask us. Appliances, a lot of people start moving stuff around in their garage and they, you know, just fail to get it out to the landfill. Call us and let us know, you know, hey, this is setting out in my yard. Can't get there till next week.
Okay.
Things like that, you know, we're willing to work with anybody on that kind of stuff.
What about trailers?
As in, well, trailers.
Well,
that's iffy too. If you're in the process of cleaning something out and it's taking you a few days, fine.
Okay.
Let us know. We don't approve any longer of trailers with tarps over them. That can't do that because rainwater still gets in there. Animals get in there. So, again, if you're in the process of cleaning something up and you think we might give you a violation, call us.
What are parking? You have to park in the driveway, or can you park in your yard?
You need to be parked in a driveway.
Okay. One with curb cuts or something that...
As long as it has cement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's an approved surface, which would be cement, asphalt, not dirt.
Okay. And then dumpsters that people put out. That's one to keep hard to keep track of, how long it's been out there. But if you put your trash out and the garbage guys come by and pick it up, let's move it back to your house, because then we get those windstorms. I collected two new dumpsters that were empty.
Yes.
Yeah, on the side of my house.
That's a very hard one because, for one, there's so many different trash companies, so you don't know what day
they're on.
Who's coming when. And yes, it common courtesy would be nice. As soon as you know your trash man's came that day, bring it back to your house so it doesn't blow down the street.
So really, if people have any questions, they can call you.
Yes.
And if you're out during that time, you'll get back to them and just talk about it and see how we can remedy these things.
Yes. Communication.
Oh. Yeah. Communication. what a great thing. Jamie, before we let you go today, anything else that you want to remind residents of Great Bend as we head into the growing season right now?
Maybe landlords remind their tenants to keep their yard nice, to keep it mowed, to make sure it doesn't get over the 9 inches. Pick your trash up, keep your yard clean, and call us if you have any questions.
And that's one of the things that's changed about the notification process. You go to that house and maybe someone is renting that home. Mm-hmm. Instead of now, if nothing's done, then the notification letter is going to go to the landlord. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Jamie, thanks a bunch for coming in today. Happy growing season. And thanks for what you're doing to help keep Great Bend clean. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, Jamie Winholtz with us here on City Edition on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM. News coming up next.